Max would have joined the station a few months after I did in 1981. So that would have made him early 1982. In fact, Bernard Joseph and the late Glenn Jackson and Max came to the station around about the same time. I think Glenn and Bernard would have preceded him by about a month or so. Incidentally, all three of them were teachers at Richmond Hill Government School prior to their joining NBC Radio 705 at the time. Maxian was always a joy to work with, be it in the newsroom or on an outside broadcast or as a DJ. He was pragmatic, easy to work and get along with, and was a well-rounded broadcaster who would fit in wherever he was assigned. He was just easygoing, calm, peaceful. Socially, he was also one of my Lyman buddies, my bona fide, and I have numerous memories to cherish, both on and off the job. Sadly, though, as he maneuvered his last days here on Earth, I didn't get the opportunity to see much of him. Nonetheless, I will miss him tremendously, and I'm grateful I had the opportunity to know and work with such a beautiful human being and ultimate professional. Max, I want to thank you on behalf of our colleagues for your contribution to the broadcast and entertainment landscape and for maximizing your time with us. Rest in peace.